This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have something to say? Dial us. 888-808-1019. Powered by Paramount Plus. Count on Sundays all season long with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Sports Radio.
Wake your asses up! It's your favorite through Al Cintron, closing out the first day of 2026 on The Fan. Number to join the show, 888-808-1019. I feel like I never left.
I technically early saw you today.
Yes, you did. We rang in the new year, and we're going to close out the first day, sort of, together, because Nico will be in after you at 10 o'clock as well. I'm on little sleep. I'm waiting for the second coffee to kick in because the first one sucked and did nothing. Hope everybody had an amazing New Year celebration. Hope everybody made it home safe. It looked like a frat house at Penn Station. Walking the streets to Penn Station. It was madness going home. A lot of stumbling, fumbling, and mumbling people on the train, but that's to be expected on New Year's in New York City. So I hope everybody had a great New Year's, made it home safe. I hope you're enjoying the football, college football playoffs. And to be honest, the first two games sucked. Especially if you picked Texas Tech like I did. Dominated by potential top pick in this upcoming NFL draft, Dante Moore. And the Oregon Ducks, as they shut out Texas Tech 23-0. Texas Tech, who was plus 17 in turnovers all season long, just gave up the ball left and right. Finney Jr. had three turnovers on his own, two interceptions and a fumble, and it was not even a game. It was just Texas Tech felt outmatched. Now, many people thought Alabama would beat Indiana. And you know who you are. You can call me at 888-808-1019 and say, I'm sorry. I said Alabama. I got this one right, thank God. Alabama would get destroyed by Indiana. And that's exactly what happened. This was a battle of potential first-round picks. Fernando Mendoza, the projected number one quarterback off the board, versus Ty Simpson in Alabama. We've gone over this quarterback class, and I said, listen, Jeff fans, it's either Mendoza or no one. If Moore is there and you like Moore, him. But Ty Simpson, I tried to tell you guys for weeks about Ty Simpson. He's not that dude. And Indiana exposed him. Indiana beat him down. Indiana knocked him out the game, but I think he was benched as well. And to Jet fans, even if you're not religious, start 2026 right. Sunday morning, I suggest you get your asses to church and you pray to the football gods. And you pray for a post-Christmas miracle. That's what I would do if I was a Jet fan. So what is that post-Christmas miracle? Hope and pray that the Raiders find some pride and competitive spirit. The players, that is, because the organization clearly wants to lose the game because they need a quarterback. But pray that the Raiders find a competitive spirit and that the Chiefs pack it in, because the Chiefs also have a top 10 pick right now. They're in the ninth spot. pray that the New York Giants, while the Raiders lose, I mean the Raiders win, that the Giants lose. And then you do what you've been doing all season, Jets, and you lose. Guess what that means? You put yourselves in line to get one of the quarterbacks that you want. Because if you're sitting at three, let's say Mendoza's off the board and Moore is there, somebody will jump in front of you if you don't believe in Moore the way another team does, and boom, you lose both quarterbacks. But if you're in a position, if you're ahead of the Raiders, and you can trade for Fernando Mendoza for that pick, that is your quarterback. That is the guy you want to be your quarterback. Now, you're going to need the Cowboys and Dak, most of the starters, to play to beat the Giants. Because, you know, Jackson Dart in them, then clearly against the Raiders, they weren't trying to lose. And clearly, they're not going to try to lose this game. Unless we find out in the upcoming injury reports that the Giants, the organization, is going to step in and sit guys. Fernando Mendoza dissected the Alabama blitz. It was a shaky start, getting sacked twice in the first drive. But I knew when he went down the field in that second drive, a long drive, and they only got a field goal, but I knew right then and there they were going to be fine. 14 of 16, 192. You're going to say, that's whatever. But against the blitz, he hit every one of his passes. Three touchdowns. Dominated Alabama. And that defense, like I've been saying all season long about Indiana, spectacular. But this is about the upcoming NFL draft. Draft positioning. And we're going to find out once the football season ends this upcoming weekend where everybody sits and stands. The Jets need a post-Christmas miracle because Fernando Mendoza is their guy. That's the guy. Dante Moore might go back to school. So we'll wait and see what happens with him. Ty Simpson is not that dude. Don't even waste your time, Jet fans. Don't even waste your time. Now,
this episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Like I said, Jet fans, if you don't believe, if you're not a big church person, please, this Sunday, you need to become religious. Get on your hands and knees and pray to the football gods that you're in a position, a power position over the Raiders to get Mendoza. Because the Raiders, if they're in a position to take him, they're going to take him. And they're going to have their franchise quarterback. They will. I understand Fernando Mendoza comes off in his post-game interviews, you know, it sounds over the top, cringy, nerdy, whatever word you want to use. But on the field, he has a toughness. He makes every single throw. And honestly speaking, you never see him sweat. Calm, cool, collected. That's what you want in a quarterback. I don't care if, you know, his personality is nerdy and kind of whatever. Who cares as long as you win football games? Who cares? Eli Manning was one of the most boring personalities ever. Now you see him. He's come out of his shell. He's funny, all over the place, and he won two Super Bowls. Fernando Mendoza, for Jet fans, that is your safe place. That is your guy. I'm going to read you a list of names. You tell me when you figure it out what I'm going at. Greg McElroy, Michael Vick, Geno Smith, Ryan Fitzpatrick, Bryce Petty, Josh McCown, Luke Falk, Sam Darnold, Joe Flacco, Mike White, Tim Boyle, Trevor Siemian, Zach Wilson, Aaron Rodgers, Justin Fields, Tyrod Taylor, Mr. Cook. Those are all of the quarterbacks who started for New York Jets since the last time they made the playoffs. That is longer than a CVS receipt. That's horrendous. It's been year after year after year of horrible quarterback play. I know you can say, well, Aaron Rodgers had a good season last. They stunk. They stunk. They were worse than the year before when they didn't have Aaron Rodgers all season. The Jets need to find their franchise quarterback this year. Not a bridge quarterback. Not that crap. Especially if you're tired of losing. Okay, you get a bridge quarterback. Guess what next year is? Another crap season. Now, if you do miss out on Mendoza and Moore comes out and you miss out on him, if I'm the Jets, I lay back. Besides checking in on Joe Burrow and Lamar Jackson, the Jets would be stupid to not to do their due diligence. They have to do it. Check in on those guys. You have the assets. Check in on them. Lay back. Because I'm watching a guy right now, as Georgia leads Ole Miss by one, who I'm super high on. And I think if he goes on a run or he plays well this game, even if they lose, I know he's trying to come back for one more year eligibility, which might not happen. And that's Trinidad Chambliss. I've mentioned him before. I've mentioned him weeks ago. I mentioned him again. You might be able to get him without moving up at all. If you believe in a guy, I don't care what spot you're taking him, you take him. If you truly believe in him, you take him. The Jets right now stand at the 18th pick. It could get worse with a Colt loss. The Jets also have in the second round a high second round pick. They stand at 34 right now. And they have the 46 from Dallas. You might be able to get him late in the first round. Because I think he will be a first-round quarterback in his draft. So the Jets have options. All is not lost, Jet fans. Just don't screw this up. Don't. I don't know any Jet fan with a brain that wants another losing season, wants to deal with another losing season. You've dealt with enough losing. Enough. It's time to stop putting a band-aid on stuff that needs surgery. You've been putting band-aids on stuff long enough. I don't care who the coach is next year. I don't. If you don't have a quarterback, it means jack whoever's coaching his team. So the Jets have options, whether in the draft or check in on the big names. Black Monday in this town is also going to be interesting.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.